Bikurim, Perk Bay's Mishnah Tess. Ketzat Shavu L'Chaya. So we said in the previous mission that a koi has ways that it's like a chaya. So how is it like a chaya? Damo to'in kisui kedam chaya. Its blood needs kisui adam just like a chaya's blood needs kisui adam. Because we're machmer. The Rav says you don't make a bracha on this kisui because it's a suffix brachas. Ve'ein shochten oso biyomtiv. Now you can't shochten on yomtiv. Why not? Because it's usher to cover the blood because it's muksa. So the Gemara asks, the Rav brings this, even though Afer Kira, the ashes of a stove, is muchan, where it was already prepared, so it's not muksa. But those ashes are only muchan for things that are vadai. So for example, if one would shecht a deer, venison, on yontif, he can use the Afer Kira, because that's what it's set aside for. But not this, because he didn't set it aside for something that's suffic. So Mishnah Shein is medayik, but that would come out then, that if he would set it aside before yontif for a koi, he knew he'd be shechting a koi, so he'd be setting aside specifically for this, so then l'chari would be mutter. But he says that there are other shitas. The Gemara actually gives another reason, that it's always usur on yontif to use the sefer kira to cover a koi's blood, because there's a gzera that if they see you do it on yontif, they're going to come to be mater its fat, because they're going to think it's mamish achayif to eat, and we know that we have to be machmer l'gabi its fat to treat it like a behema, because you're not allowed to eat fat of a behema, but you can eat fat of a chaya. Mishnah continues, v'im shchatoi ein mechasin as domo. And like we said, and if you happen to shecht it, you still can't cover its blood. V'chelbo metame betumas nevela kachaya. If the animal dies, it becomes a nevela. Let's say it just dies by itself. So a chaya that's a nevela, so let's say a deer just dies by itself, so the fat of the deer is considered like any other part of the animal of the deer, and it's a nevela. So it's metame like a nevela. However, the fat of a behema tahir, a behema, since it's exeris akosiv by a behema, as the Torah says, v'chelev nevel v'chelev trefe yasel chol malacha, so on the tzad that it's a behema, since exeris akosiv tells us that the fat of a behema that's a nevela that dies by itself, or a trefe, is not metama, so there's a tzad to say that it's not metame, yet we're machme, we treat it like a chaya. The Mishnah continues, v'tumaso b'safik. And yet the Mishnah tells us, but this tumah is a tumah of safek, because we're not sure, maybe behemah, maybe a chaya. Now, l'may nafkamina. So the Mishnah Shana asks, what's the difference? If it's in a Rishus HaYachid, the din is a safek tumah b'Rishus HaYachid, sveko tame. And if it's Rishus HaRabim, the din is that it's safek Rishus HaRabim, sveko tar. So the nafkamina, the Mishnah Shana says, is that if it's a sveik sveko, so it's, let's say it's a safek whether you even touched it. And that would have different ramifications, as he says. Ve'ein podun bo peter chamor. And even though we know that you're supposed to be poda peter chamor tifta b'seh, you're supposed to be poda it with a sheep, which is a behema, not a chaya. Since this koi may be a chaya, and the Torah says, peter chamor tifta b'seh, and this is a suffix seh, suffix tzvi, therefore you're not poda with it.